had your heart broken before. This is a safe place, you can be sure that I'm everything you need and so much more, so much more. I'm selfish, I don't wanna share none of your love when it comes to you.
Special guest, the incomparable Brave Williams. Welcome to the show, Brave.
Hi, thank you for having me. I forgot I was on the show. I'm over here vibing out, singing.
It's beautiful. I was all into it, I'm telling you. It's a beautiful song. So how are you feeling today?
I'm blessed. I can't be any more humbled that people are supporting the song and the response has been great, and that's all I can ask for as an artist.
I'm really feeling this one. Like, this is the whole vibe of the song. It just takes you away, and just like you said, when we're waiting for it to come in, I'm just way in and vibing to this song. I'm just like, man, she really did this one.
Thank you. That means a lot. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So it's really great to have you on the show. I've been a fan for a while. I've been watching from a distance. I first basically knew of you from the R&B Divas franchise from, I think it was L.A. And then that's where I learned that you were a part of the Rich Girl group. And like I made the, that's when I made the connection, like, oh, she was a part of Rich Girl. But, I watched you on R&B Divas and saw how serious you were about your music and everything like that. And so could you tell us about those days, like being a part of that group and just going solo?
Yeah, I mean, that season of my life, it was it taught me a lot. It was definitely it was necessary to experience. We were signed to Jive. We toured Beyonce. We did some great things together. And it was that moment that really helped catapult me to understand the business side of music. And that's when I started my own label. I just recently did a partnership with Universal and SRG to release the new music. It's all part of the journey.
Yeah. And it's quite a journey. And then you find yourself a part of the R&B Divas franchise, and then we get to see a little bit more close up and personal with you, and get to see your process in the studio, your interaction with the other divas, and everything like that. Did you enjoy that reality TV world, or is that not something that you would?
I tried it. Yeah, I tried it, and it was definitely a cool experience. I was happy to meet some amazing women and become friends with them, and we still check in on each other. So the whole experience was great for me because I kept it about the music. I knew that I wanted just to get on, to do the show, to showcase the music, and I did that. So would I do reality again? I never say never, but my first love is scripted work. I just actually wrapped the movie last night.
Right.
I've been filming for the last 3 weeks. But yeah, the scripted work, movies, TV shows, that's more of my first love.
Yeah, I could see that because you were, yeah, I could definitely see that because you were one of the most rational people on the show and very level headed and more about the music and not about the drama. And people like that, that come on the show with, good intentions and things like that. The reality world can be, one of the things that kind of get consumed. And I'm glad that you kind of held your ground and just kept it about the music. And that let us see the side of you and continue to want to support someone like you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Could you get into this new single? Tell us the story behind this single.
Yeah, I just felt like with everything that's going on in the world, the political climate, the social injustice, it's a lot of things happening. I thought it was important to try to interject with some love. I wanted to put out a record to that could, just put pause on all the noise and just, inspire people or let them lose themselves in the melody or the track or the writing. And I wanted to showcase the other side of, of men, of you guys. A lot of times, men get the label of you guys are just supposed to always be strong. If you show emotion, that means you're weak. If you, if you fall in love, then, it's almost like you guys, you have the man, but there's no emotion. And it's just, that's simply not true. Like men, y'all can be just as scared to want to go full throttle in a relationship with, a person, despite if you feel like you could love them or not. So for me, the song was about, it's a plea, to the guy. Like, I know you've been through some heartaches, you've been through some things, but, don't be scared. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let yourself go. Don't tell me no. Let's do this thing together.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Somebody that actually, like, I just really feel in the vibe of the song. It's definitely something we needed right about now. Just like you said, break up all the craziness that's going on in the world right now. I watched one of your videos. one of the videos. Could you tell us about the first name you called yourself, Bajay or Bajay or something like that? Like,
oh my goodness! What video did you watch with that name?
I was doing my research and trying to, pick up some different gems along the way to discuss on the show. And I was watching a video about things you don't know about Brave. And one of the things
yeah.
is like, yeah. And one of the things you
that
were mentioning was about one of your first names you gave yourself as an artist.
Yes. That was my Erykah Badu days. That was when, I mean, cause when I started in music, I was strictly doing spoken word and rapping. I had no idea I could sing. I heard Tupac, and I fell in love with hip-hop. I fell in love with storytelling over, you know, a beat. And I took that and kind of ran with it, and I said, you know what? It's Bajé. it was a cool season. It was a cool season, but it was a creative season that I guess, you know, every artist has their growing pains. But yeah, that was early years.
Would you say that she was one of your inspirations making music, like when you continue to go forward?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Oh, sorry. So would you say that Erykah Badu is one of your musical influences?
I definitely love Erykah. Jill Scott, yes. Those earlier years, I was heavy listening to them. I loved What's the 411 from Mary, just that those early albums, Faith Evans.
Yes.
I mean, I definitely took a liking, like they spoke to my soul. So, and even now, even with this new project that I'm doing, to me, it's like the perfect marriage of like hip hop and R&B. Like I love old school hip hop, Slum Village, like just those melodic instrumental. Yeah, like those real the instrumentation on top of hip hop. I love. So I definitely wanted to incorporate that on this new project, and I did.
Yeah, definitely. And I noticed. I mean, I don't want to bring up keep bringing up your old group, but. I noticed that Seventh Streeter was a part of Rich Girl, and she's actually from my hometown in Florida. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, you're saying you're from Florida?
Yeah. She's from my hometown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's a very small town, so she's a big deal to everybody back at home. Yeah, very big deal, Polk County, Haines City. She's like a big deal because it's not too many people make it to that level of success other than sports, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty cool. So your musical influences, now that once you learned that you are a true singer, you know, you found out your talent and you can actually sing, and you said that Mary J. Blige, Faith Evans, and hip-hop, you like the marriage between hip-hop and R&B. And the new project is going to, you know, basically showcase some of that type of sound. With the hip hop and the R&B?
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm-hmm. I definitely, to me, there's something on there for everybody. Don't Tell Me No is the ballad, it's the slower, but it's still musical. There's a song on there. I mean, to me, the whole concept of the album is basically it's relationship driven. I'm taking you through the different phases of the relationship, the happy, mm-hmm. you know, when you're first in love, and then when things may go awry. Those types of emotions, and then if there is a breakup or if you end in happily ever after. So it's like, it's definitely telling a story, and musically it's a marriage between R&B and hip hop.
Yeah. I think that's cool because we haven't had that actual sound that, you know, that was kind of big in the '90s between like the Marys and the Faiths, like that type of sound that kind of blended that, R&B and hip hop just meshed it very well. So it's kind of cool to see that you are like tapping into that, that whole sound and bringing it back basically. So that'll be nice to actually have that put in my playlist.
Yeah, so, no, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to ask you, do you have any like dream collaborations that you would like to, you know, future projects to work with certain people, like maybe your top three or four, maybe let me say top five soon.
Yeah, I would love to work with Drake. I would love to do a collab with Kendrick Lamar, Alicia Keys. I think Her is really dope. So, yeah, those would be probably my top four.
Yeah, I could definitely hear you and Drake on a track together. That would be dope. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing, you and Drake together. That would be totally awesome to hear that type of... Are you guys together? So you say you just wrapped up a movie. Are you able to talk about the movie, or is still under wraps?
What I can say is that it'll be out very soon. The hashtag is TCL. I can't give away like the cast and the name and what network mm-hmm. it'll be on, but it'll definitely be out soon. And I guess it's all the more reason for people to follow me at Be More Brave, so that when I can release the date and the network, everyone can be the first to know. I do have a movie up right now on Netflix called Love.com. That's my first leading film that I did, and that's out. That's something that people can watch right now. And two other films actually on BET. One will be released next month called Available Wife, and the other one just released called Angrily Ever After. So yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely check the Netflix movie out. So how do you like the transition? Do you like the acting, or you? I mean, is that something that you can see yourself doing more of, you know, just you know, keep the even balance between the both of the music and the acting?
No, definitely. I mean, I love them both. To me, they mm-hmm. go hand in hand, because even when I'm on stage performing, I'm still, you know, it's still a performance. It's an action. It's an act. It's, you know, something that has to be put together. Excuse me. And I'm actually... What is that?
Your timer is done.
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second. Alexa, off.
24 hours
on
the cell phone.
Echoes off. Oh, weird. I apologize. I'm like, what is that? My apologies. they just started ringing in every room. I'm like, okay. Anyway, but actually, and more so, even behind the scenes, I just finished a script that I am looking to start casting and going into the first stages of putting that in production of my own movie that I wrote. And it's definitely some things in the works behind the scenes that I'm interested in getting my hands involved with.
Can't wait to see that. And what was the question I was going to ask you about? I'm sorry, I had a question in my mind, but the Alexa thing kind of threw me off.
No, I apologize.
Yeah, it's funny because me and my friend were just talking about Androids and you know, just kind of doing their own thing, and that just kind of threw me off for a second because I was just kind of thought about that when she just kept just kind of saying whatever. But
No,
that's cool. go ahead, Jay.
I'm just curious because. I really love the fact that you mentioned Slum Village. What would you say that your favorite Slum Village track is? Because I'm a huge Slum Village fan. I'm a huge J Dilla fan. Huge.
There's so many. I love Tainted Love. Get this money. If you say, what you going to do today? Just say, hey, I want to get paid.
Money.
Hey, that. Yeah, and Climax, I love Climax. I mean, I can play that, like, on repeat, back to back to back. And Running.
I think that's one of my favorites.
But that's still kind of the same family, even though, is Running J Dilla? Jay Dilla, yeah, Running is Jay Dilla.
He's the B-side with the Far Side.
With the Far Side, right. I'm like, wait, that's not Slum Village, but it is J Dilla. I just love that vibe. I love that sound. Like, I can keep them on repeat all day and be good.
I'd say Climax is probably my favorite song, just because of the way Dilla took that that Claire sample.
And
he flipped it.
Super dope. And it's stuff like that that I, you know, like I said, I've incorporated in this new project, is those types of sounds, like that old school with still R&B, still singing. Some songs may be a little rappier than others, but it's just, you know, everything Brave, everything that I love anyway.
And could you tell us about your workout series that you should do with Because I follow your page, and you have, like, this series that you do on your page with workouts. with different celebrities and stuff like that? Could you give us a little insight about that?
Yeah, definitely. I actually went back to school a few years ago to become certified and a licensed trainer in sports and science, just so that I could really learn how to transform people's bodies. And because it's something I've always been passionate about, I love health and wellness. I love, you know, changing, working people out, changing people's lives in that regard. So when I did graduate, I started my fitness business, and I have trainers under me. I train people myself. And I just thought with the pandemic, it would be a great way to still keep people motivated to take it virtual. So I was doing online workouts, and I still do online training, but I will be bringing back the IG workouts in October. And, yeah, I just incorporated having, you know, different celebrities, LL Cool J, Taye Diggs, Vivian Green, Estelle, just come in and kind of just, you know, share with how they're staying motivated during this time and things that they're doing to stay fit. So it was fun, and I'm definitely about to I look forward to starting it back up again.
Yeah, and I got a question. Like, as being a fitness personnel also, when you're doing fitness over like the internet, online, and things like that, is it something like when you have a fitness instructor that's maybe like let's say live in California, you live in New York, and everything is done over the internet through emails and things like that. Is it beneficial to have a trainer that checks in on you and makes sure you're doing what you're doing instead of just like giving you a routine and say, hey, this is the workout routine, here's the meal plan?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, because there's an accountability aspect that you're adding to it when you know someone is checking for you and looking over you and making sure that you're staying on task. So it definitely adds another layer on top of, I don't want to say pressure, but a good type of pressure, because it's like you don't want to disappoint. A lot of times people, we're much more, it's easier to disappoint yourself as opposed to disappointing yourself and someone else. So just to add that extra level of accountability definitely helps.
Yeah, because I had a bad experience with a, looking for a trainer, and one of my trainers that they're charging an arm and a leg, and only thing I was getting out of it was a workout routine and a meal plan, and there was no check-ins, no nothing at all. So I was wondering if that was like a common thing, or do you have like some type of like you said, accountability and check-ins and things like that?
That's not how I run. I don't run my business that way. Not to say that, you know, that's bad, or however people want to train is on them, but it's definitely a more interactive day-to-day plan that I implement, because I know that, you know, if you did it by yourself, then you wouldn't need a trainer, you know, if everything was left on you to do. So yes, you do have to do the work in the sense of the working out aspect and the eating right, but doing it with someone and, you know, having them show you the way on how to do it the right way definitely makes the process a lot more, it makes the process a lot less challenging.
Yeah. I was kind of made me question the whole idea, because I was just like you said, if all I'm gonna get out of the whole process is just a workout routine and a meal plan, but there's no someone you could just reach out to and say, hey, am I doing this right? Am I, you know? So I think that's pretty cool. Like, is there any, like, where can we look you up to like maybe sign up under your trainers or you or?
Yeah, it's bravewilliamsfitnessclub@gmail.com. I just had to take the website down because we're revamping it. But if anyone wanted to do a physical assessment or just start the process, and they could just simply email bravewilliamsfitnessclub@gmail.com.
Okay, there you have it. And so I'm definitely going to check that out, because that's something that I was looking for personally myself, to have a trainer that, you know, even if it's like one of your trainers that work under you or whatever, but someone that checks in on you, makes sure you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, or just trying to follow up with your, you know, where you're at. And I think that's
Yeah.
That works for me. So absolutely. Before we go, I just wanted to ask you, like, you know, during this whole process of 2020, with everything that's going on, how have you been affected personally about, you know, like, through this crazy year, you know, with the COVID and, you know, the injustices and all the protesting and things like that?
It's definitely affected me. It's affected just my, even my livelihood in the sense of how creative or the things that I'm writing about. Fortunately, I'm blessed to say that, you know, my personal family, my immediate family, no one has been directly affected by COVID. Everyone is healthy in that regard. But the air, the tone of everything is different now, you know, because of the things that have happened. And I think that, I don't think it's by chance that all of these protests and injustices have happened during this time. I think that the world was silenced and stopped so that these other issues have a greater voice and a bigger voice, and they can be, you know, more attention is brought to them. But it definitely makes you more self-aware, and even just, you know, protecting your own peace. I had to learn how to maneuver in a way that I'm not so mentally drained because of everything that's happening, that I can still thrive and progress just, you know, as a human being amidst of everything. So self-discovery is key. I've definitely had a lot of self-discoveries during this time. But one thing I can say is that mental health, you know, taking care of ourselves, finding that time to carve out to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves mentally, physically, is very essential right now.
Yes, it is. Yeah, because it's been one of those years that, you know, I mean, it's unlike any other year that we probably encountered in a long time. But the good side of it is there's a lot of creative people creating new things and tapping into the arts and things like that. So I think that's something positive that we can look back at 2020 and say we got a lot out of it besides the, you know, the other stuff. But creative wise, it's kind of awakened a lot of talent and, you know, drive in a lot of people that kind of was just kind of sitting dormant. And a lot of people are in the studio, a lot of people are painting and creating TV shows and writing. And so I think that's the best part of it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay. And so I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time out today to join us. I definitely wanted to always interview one of the people on my list that I always wanted to talk to. I love your music. The new single is banging. And I can't wait to hear the rest of, you know, what you have planned for us, like the R&B hip hop infused album that you got coming. And I can't wait to hear that. And then the movies and everything. I just want to thank you for just taking the time out today and just joining us. It's pretty dope, and I'm definitely going to check your fitness club out and definitely pass the word along also to some other people.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and just for everyone that's listening, or just make sure you download me or stream the new single, Don't Tell Me No. My other song, Options, is up on every streaming platform, as well as that music video is out right now on Vevo. So definitely go check out Options on Vevo under Brave Williams, and follow me at Be More Brave.
Awesome. And speaking of Options, we're going to close the show out with Options.
Yes. On the
queue. All right, thank you, Brave. Look forward. Hopefully, we can touch bases back again next. You know, maybe next year or something with your new projects and everything.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
If you don't mean what you say to me, baby, yeah, if it's too much on your plate, don't need. You know I like you, but ain't gonna change. Oh no, keep it 100, yeah, I could replace you, but no problem. You know I got options, don't you know? How many wanna take your spot right now, don't you know? How many want what you got right now, but there you go. Tripping, complaining, and stuff that I don't like, where'd you go? Give me back the man that I met on the first night. He was one, won't do another. Up, we gon' be straight. If you don't mean what you say, do me. Baby, yeah, if it's too much on your plate, don't need. You know I like you, but ain't gonna taste it. Oh no, keep it 100, yeah, I can replace you with no problem. You know I got options, know I got options, got options, options. Baby, you know that you know I got options, got options. Don't you know, all the nights that I turned down for ya, left the club, came home early for ya, didn't take a summer just cause I love ya, yeah, I love you. Don't get cold, when you sleeping all alone without me, tell me what you gonna do without me, ain't no way you gon' forget about me, yeah, yeah, see what one won't do, another one. Up, we gon' be straight. You ain't the only man living. Ain't the only one in my business. Riggin' his watches, they tryna witness. And if you fuck up, they tryna fix it. I'm only mine, yeah. All of the time, asking me what can they buy. They try, they try, they try, they try to be lovers, but I don't want another. So if you don't mean what you say, do me. Baby, yeah, if there's too much on your plate, don't need. You know that you know I got options, got options.